3, 2, 1, go. We are in our bonus episode.
We be live.
We be live. Andy, how's it going, dude?
Good, good, good.
Good somebody Sunday. Found us, and this is the first thing they listened to. They should be reminded that we are, they're listening to the Make Trades Great Again podcast, but you know, I say that every time, and it just kind of dawned on me for the very first time. I never claimed to be smart, but, you know, people probably know what they're listening to, you know, without me saying it.
Possibility. Yeah. Possibility that they're aware where they've logged in and clicked on, but
yeah. Well, they say you're supposed to repeat your, you know, your name and what you do.
I think it's fine because if I'm listening to my cue of whatever, and and I don't know what spot I listen to Spotify. That's where I listen at. And I listen to our podcast as well, just because a lot of times I'll be like, hey, we recorded this 2 weeks ago, and my brain, my memory. Like short-term memory for like things like this is like 45 seconds. Like,
so it's like new info to you.
Yeah. You click the end and I'm like, I don't even remember what we talked about like 10 seconds ago. Anyway. So I'll listen to it in like 2 weeks and be like, oh yeah, that sounds like good. Or man, I sound like a complete doofus there. You know, but I appreciate it. Cause there's times when I will be listening to a podcast. Like if I'm on like a 2 or 3 hour drive.
Sure.
It will bounce through several different episodes, and it's nice to hear who it is that is starting to talk. So
I think it works too for that reason. Like you just got, and then they know that a new episode has started.
It's a new episode started. Yep. Cause the other day I was listening to Build Show, and I was listening to Travis talking, and then I think I must have got on a phone call and had the radio turned down, and I turned it back up, and I'm like listening, and I'm like, what the heck?
That's not Travis.
That's not Travis, and it was Roger Wakefield. And I'm like, no, they're not the same person.
Yeah.
Why is Travis talking about, you know, getting into pipe fitting? I don't understand this.
That's funny. No, well, so off top, I mean, that's not what we're going to talk about today, though. I'm going to spring this one on you a little bit unplanned, as are all of these bonus episodes.
Yeah.
Customer supplied equipment, fixture, XYZ. Yeah. So this is not just a blanket topic. I just want to bring it up. Maybe I'm just kind of venting a little bit. But I got a customer who I've done work for over the years. It's been a number of years since. He's slowly like selling his business to his son. And his son definitely thinks that he doesn't need to hire anybody to do anything, which I don't think is lovely, right? But this business is coin-operated car washes.
Okay.
And still, I mean, they're the relics, though, right? So like these car washes.
Right.
Franchises, businesses have blown up, and they're going in every town, everywhere there's a crappy, you know, commercial lot. You might think, oh, there's going to be a car wash there in the next 6 months. I'll put money on it, you know.
Right.
Car wash. These are the old school, you know, and they're still maintaining. They're still making those people money. And as far as I know, they're not moving to get rid of these properties or anything. So they continue to maintain them. And a lot of that business is done by the owner. Does that make sense? Yeah. It's just kind of how it works. Yeah. And so long story short, like basically this particular owner says, I got that one building you did the water heaters in, you know, like 10 years ago. Yeah. And they want to take them out and put something else in. And I'm not exactly sure why, but in his voicemail, it's, I'm going to buy the, you know, XYZ brand from Menards. It's a, you know,
yeah,
local home center. And I'm like, I'm not interested in piping up your store-bought tankless that isn't going to be engineered for the job, anything. It's just going to be you could get off
whatever
the shelf.
Was cheap.
And, yeah, whatever was cheap. And that's what it's come down to, I think. And I've avoided his calls enough. I had to answer finally. And I'm like, I told him I'm not interested in the project as is, but if you'd like to have the proper design done by the resources we have at our disposal, I can get that, and you're gonna pay for my time, and we will put together the right system for you. And so you're not, you know, replacing them in 10 years or 8 years, I think it's been since I did the last set.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to put other people's equipment in because I don't make any money off that. That's just the way it is. As a business owner, and anybody listening that if you don't love that answer, I can't help you. It's I started this business to make money. Part of that in the kind of business that we run, Andy's is very similar. Material does matter. It does play into my bottom line eventually. And ultimately I'm not, you know, regardless of what's been written on paper or what your agreements are, I put somebody else's equipment in and 2 years from now when it breaks down, they think that I owe them the repairs. And this is just not the kind of business, the kind of stuff I need to spend my time doing, put it that way.
Right. We've ran into it countless times over the years. Same kind of scenario, whether it's boilers or a new toilet or a faucet or whatever.
Yep.
It doesn't really matter. And I've tried playing the game both directions. We did a job here a few years ago for the guy's a salesman in the plumbing heating PVF in Washington, right? So a couple of states away. He's in the trade. He's in the business. He knows the game. He, you know, whatever. And he came to me and he's like, hey, you know, my in-laws have this house. They've passed away. We inherited the house. It's out, you know, it's an hour from you. We're going to do this remodel. We're going to do an addition, blah, blah, blah. We're doing a bathroom and a kitchenette in the end. So, you know, it's family owned now. So there's a, you know, a brother and a sister that own the house, I think is what the deal is. There's this like 4-car garage that was never finished that got turned into quasi living space that they wanted to put a kitchenette and a bathroom in. And that way there was a separate kitchen and a bathroom for both ends of the house, you know, so sister had one end of the house, brother had the other, and it didn't matter if anybody was there or not or whatever. Nobody had to timeshare, if you will. So he says, hey, here's what I want to do. I want you guys to come in and plumb this thing, do all the rough plumbing, and I'm going to provide all the fixtures. And I said, okay, well, here's how we're going to here's and I was at the time, I was like, nope, no way. And then I was like, okay, here's the deal. I don't care. Tell you what, you provide the fixtures, I'm doing the rough plumbing, and then we're out. Right. That's you do all the trim out. That's all your problem. I'm just going to do the rough in.
Yeah.
We'll do the rough in soon as it's ready for drywall. We're going to bail and you just do you. And, you know, we did that. And then he's like, calls me like a month later. He's like, yeah, I just don't know how to do this. Can you come do the trim out? And I'm like, you know, dragging my feet. I mean, nice guy, you know, and he's like, this isn't my game, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, all right, so why did you provide this stuff then? Why were you so hell bent on providing it? Well, you know, the cost and this, that, and the other, and I can get it for cheap. And I was like, all right. So I hemmed and hawed and we ended up went back to him and I said, all right, well, it's going to be $50 an hour more time and material. And the warranty's on you. Oh, yeah. Geez, you know, that's expensive. And I'm like, well, okay, well, you should have let me provide the fixtures then. Yeah. I mean, one way or another.
One way or another, you're going to pay. That's the problem.
Yeah. But,
and we are talking oftentimes about the quality and stuff and reliability and, you know, shorter life spans and expectancies and performance is often not as good as, you know, the pro model, let's say. So there should be value there to the end user.
I would say that largely what I'm running into right now is much less of, hey, I want to go to Lowe's or I want to go to Home Depot or I want to go to Menards or I'm buying this off of Amazon. It's somebody saying I'm buying this off of build.com or I'm buying this from Kohler Direct or I'm buying this from, you know, Lowe's, you know, or, you know, e-faucets or whatever. It's the same thing you're going to provide, but I'm buying it at your cost. Right. You know, because but like Kohler, for instance, and this drives me absolutely.
Regardless of what they pay though.
Go ahead. But this drives me bonkers because I'll go on to, you know, Kohler's website and I'll be like, okay, we're going to get this freestanding bathtub, you know, and its list price is $2,500. Right. So I buy it at whatever, you know, let's say, you know, 75% of list. And I mark that up and send it back to the customer. And the customer goes, well, I can buy that exact same bathtub on Kohler's website and it's 30% off this week.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm like, well, okay, that's, you know, 15% less than I was paying for it.
Yeah.
Or whatever the deal is. And I'm like, I mean, how do you argue with that? You know, you come out and you look bad. And so we've kind of just taken that stance and said, you know what, if you want to provide your own fixtures, if that's where you're going, here's our hourly rate. And here's the waiver that you're going to sign saying that you assume all responsibility for everything on this job in relation to that. And it doesn't work. It's a pain.
I've heard people say other things like, you know, go ahead, but as soon as, you know, you pay me once I'm on site. So if your stuff isn't in the right spot, labeled, everything, you know, you're just going to pay me for standing there until you put it in the right spot and label it. And I think all of that, I think that approach, maybe I'm oversimplifying it, but I'm using it as an example, obviously. Right. And so I think that approach just wastes time. Like I don't want to spend time telling people all the reasons why I don't want to install your stuff. And it's not the only way I make money, but the thing is, it's not about the money today.
Right.
I've come to learn after, you know, this, how many years, friggin' almost 20, you know, not quite, but it's that callback. It's that warranty call. It's that, well, you just installed this, we think you should fix it kind of call that's going to happen like 2 years from now. And everybody's going to forget who supplied that faucet.
Yep.
But they're not going to forget that it doesn't work.
And they're not going to forget
you put that in. Right. We paid you to put that in, you know? So it's all of that, that I shy away from. I could look at this tankless, this car wash thing. I could look at it this way. Like I could kind of go the route, what you're saying, and just say like, here's the cost from me to install and pipe it. And then you do the startup.
Yeah. Like
maybe I look at it that way. Cause I, you know, it's not like I don't want the work.
Yeah.
I just wish it was a little more on my terms. And so maybe I look at it that way and I just deal with the guy and propose that to him and see what he says. Otherwise I'm telling him, no, I'm not doing it that way. If you want me to do it, I'll go. I won't get back into it, but we'll design it properly and we'll put in our equipment.
Right. I guess I look at it in a case, and I've had this conversation with customers a couple times, and they kind of get cranky about it. And I'm like, okay, so you're going to go to, you know, the nicest steakhouse in town.
Yeah.
You don't walk through the door and go, hey, nice steakhouse, man. This place is awesome. That steak looks phenomenal. And you don't reach in your pocket and pull out a T-bone and be like, hey, cook this one.
Yeah.
Right. They're going to be like, beat it. Get out of here. I mean, it's the same kind of concept.
No, it's not. Don't even call it a concept. It's the same thing. Yeah.
Right. I've had that conversation with customers and they get pissed off. And I'm like, I don't know. I'm trying to shed some light on, you know, where I'm coming from. You're not understanding why it is that I'm reluctant to put in your parts. And ultimately, if you go to the steakhouse and they cook your steak well done and you wanted it medium rare and they cook it well done and they bring it out, who's on the hook? The chef. That's the bad guy. Right. So if I come and install your toilet and the tank's leaking and it ruins the floor, who's on the hook? The plumber. Right.
Yep.
Cause that's the way this works. And I don't have any money into it. So otherwise, and that's where we came, and not that we came up with it, but that's where we decided we're going to put $50 an hour on our hourly rate. And you're providing fixtures. It's the entire job. Is $50 an hour over? I don't know. Sorry.
Well, I'm going to think about this one and I'll let you know what I come up with. I'm leaning towards, you know, sticking to my guns on, like, you know, the only way you're going to see me doing this is with, you know, properly designed, but we'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, we're going to wrap it right there.
There it is. Get that bread.
You got to go get that bread. All right, dude. Take it easy.
See ya.